Well, it's time for our weekly Fort Hood update. Today we have the Chief of Staff and Deputy Commanding Commander of the U.S. Army Operational Test Command at Fort Hood, Colonel Chris Albus, on the line. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Zach and Jim.
It's been probably, you said, about 4 years since we visited with you.
Yeah, I think the last time was when I was in Division West on the north side of 14.
So you've moved on up to the east side?
I moved to the west, the southwest side of Fort Hood. Love this place.
You were telling me that you love Texas and Fort Hood, but you also are from Vermont. And I was asking you, what's the difference, major difference between Vermont and Texas in the summertime?
Probably about 60 degrees.
I love it. But how long have you been in Fort Hood now?
I got here for the first time back in 2013. Left my family here after command, went off to Texas A&M War College, went up to the Pentagon for 2 years, and I was very, very fortunate to get reassigned back down here about 6 months ago.
And you said your house is kind of divided because your children are at various different locations.
That's right. I went to Texas A&M for War College. My daughter's a incoming freshman at Texas Tech, and my son is a sophomore down at University of Texas.
So football games are going to be interesting to watch at your house, right?
And I've got to ask you, because I know the answer to this, because I love it, but once you use or taste Vermont real maple syrup, you never will go with the store-bought, right?
That's the fact. In fact, my wife won't drink eat anything other than pure Vermont maple syrup. It's costly, but she won't take anything else.
Very costly, but I agree. I got hooked on it about a year ago, and I will not change back. It's so good.
Well, I'm going to have to try some now.
Oh, man.
All right. Colonel, let's go over what's happening at the Great Place, including something to write down on your calendar, a big comedy show coming up.
Yes, sir. So the Fort Hood Director of Morale and Recreation is hosting a comedy show. So Carlos Mencia and Jordan Rock, Trish Scher, they're going to be at the Abrams Physical Fitness Center on the 28th of July at 6:30. It's adult focused, so you can't bring kids, so it's only open to 18 and over, but it sounds like a pretty good time.
So as the commander of the Operational Test Command, it's always fun to talk to you guys at the OTC because you're kind of like the consumer reports of the Army. Tell us what's going on.
Correct. So, a lot of stuff is going on out here right now. We're the independent testing agency for the Army to make sure that all this equipment that we're testing is effective, suitable, and survivable before we put it into the hands of the soldier. And as you know, we've got a significant number of tests going on right now. The Stryker infantry carrier vehicle. We've got the replacement of the Humvee, the Joint Light Tactical Vehicle. We've got M109 artillery testing going on. We've got UH-60 Black Hawk testing going on. So there's a lot of stuff happening. And with the opening of the Army's Futures Command that was announced last Friday on the 13th of August, it's even more exciting as we try to streamline the acquisition and testing process for the Army.
Well, that'll be neat to have that close by.
Yeah, it will.
I was going to ask you, because we talked about that the other day when it was announced, is this an existing building or is this going to be all new built down in Austin area?
The way I understand it, it's going to be all, I think it's going to be new building down there. Not really sure, but it should be, the command is actually stood up right now, and they're going to begin occupying Austin, I think, here in the very near future. Should have about 500 employees down there.
Wow.
And the intent is to unify all or most of the Army acquisition under one command in order to streamline, like I said, get the equipment into the soldiers' hands faster.
Jim, the real story is the command has taken over 6th Street.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, one of the items that stands out that you've been testing is the latest chemical protective mask. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the Joint Service Aircrew Mask, and I'm an aviator, so I'm very familiar with this. It's a lightweight mask, and it was tested out here on Fort Hood, actually. They flew it around in the aircraft about 40 hours, and they took it out, put it on the soldier, and let them run through obstacle course, let them fire with their weapon, go into the chemical chamber to make sure the thing actually does work. And they just wrapped that test up about a couple weeks ago.
So always testing new and different stuff. Is there any item that's not on the list here that's something that's coming up maybe or something you're going to be looking at and testing that's really cool?
Well, like I said, there's a long list of tests going on. We've got the Gray Eagle, the unmanned aerial vehicle that's happening out in Palmdale, California. We're looking at the, like I said, the Joint Light Tactical Vehicle, the replacement for the Humvee, and we're also looking at the Abrams tank here shortly as it upgrades, as we test the upgrades to the tank.
Hey, and don't forget, Jim, the Mills, they're working on the avocado spread that actually tastes like avocado. You know,
do you ever test food?
I test food every day.
Good answer. Good answer.
I test food every day.
All right.
Good answer.
So, Colonel, as we wrap this up, let's remind everybody, too, about motorcycle safety on post and off post, too.
Yeah, so, you know, I see these accident reports all the time, and I realize over my years in the Army, there are a lot of motorcycle drivers, riders in the military, and there are a lot of accidents as well. So, and they're out on the road, and a lot of times we get distracted in the car and just have to pay attention to the fact that there are a lot of motorcycles out there. Some may not have riders that are as proficient as others, and you just need to be able to share the road and be aware of them out there.
Yeah, just be careful. Watch out for the motorcycles. And as we wrap this up, Colonel, remind everybody we still have a lot of soldiers deployed everywhere.
Yeah, that's right. We have 8,500 soldiers that are currently out there in Europe and Asia, and I'd ask you to keep them in the thoughts and prayers. And I also want to thank the audience and the community here in Central Texas, because I've been around the Army, and my wife and I both agree that this is one of the best communities and best support that we've seen in our time in the Army. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Colonel, for taking the time to give us the update. We'll visit again soon.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Chief of Staff and Deputy Commander of the U.S. Army Operational Test Command, Colonel Chris Albus, with this week's Fort Hood Update.
All right.